Sit down, sweetheart. We need to go over your annual performance review. Oh, actually, stand back up. Turn around for me. Oh, those trousers really make your ass look great. You're going to make it hard for the women in the office to get anything done. Oh, yes, give it a little shake for me. Damn. Okay, you can sit down now, sweet cheeks. So, let's see. Well, no surprise here. You get very high marks for your appearance. Sharp dresser, always looking professional, but with just the right hint of sexy. Every single supervisor said they really appreciate having you around. It adds some really nice energy to the office to have some eye candy around. And just between you and me, off the record, when you wear those tight trousers, it really causes quite a bit of speculation about how well endowed you are. I actually heard that some of the girls had a pool going. Oh, don't be like that. It's a compliment. Hey, look at me. Give me a smile. There, you have the nicest smile. You really ought to smile more, you know? There it is. Okay, I'm sorry for the distraction. But you can be very distracting. I see some issues here with the quality of your work. Typos, carelessness in filing reports. You know, you make all the men in the office look bad when you turn in sloppy work. I went out on a limb to get you into that position, and I'm a bit disappointed. You need to take your work more seriously. Don't interrupt. I'm trying to help you here. I mean, no one expects you to work at the level of the women in the office. It doesn't help when you don't get things done on time. Maybe I should put you over my knee and paddle your bottom. Oh, stop it. I'm just kidding. You really need to learn how to take a joke. Which brings me to the fact that that's another thing that people mention a lot. Oversensitive. Emotional. Takes criticism poorly. Like I said, we don't expect you to do anything more than the basics. But when someone makes a joke or teases you a bit, you're going to have to learn how to suck it up and take it. No one is trying to make you feel bad. But you have to understand. When women see a man like you, they can't really help themselves. I mean, girls will be girls. It's harmless. But when you end up crying, you make yourself look bad. And you end up hurting their feelings. They're just playing around and joking, and then you take it so personally. Well, it makes people afraid to work with you. People feel like they can't say anything around you because you'll just get offended. If you can't learn to be a team player, well, I'm afraid you aren't going to make it around here. I've got a note here from HR. It appears you discussed an interaction with Susan Quinn. You made a complaint. Now, that is a very serious thing to do. Miss Quinn is a rising star at this firm, and she is not an enemy you want to make. Trust me. Talking to HR is the kind of thing that could really cause damage to her career. But nothing. You need to toughen up. Learn how to get along. You get on by your looks. You're a beautiful man and people notice that. But, honey, it's only going to get you so far. You might want to apologise to Miss Quinn. Maybe get her some flowers or something. Let her know you made a mistake and that it's all a big misunderstanding. Yes. I'd also call HR and retract that complaint. It doesn't look good, and it just makes you look like a troublemaker. Oh, come, don't worry. It's all fixable. I know you're just learning. Where's my smile? Oh, there it is. You look so much better with a smile on your face. That's my boy. You know, I see you put in for a raise last month. You know, we'd love to pay you more. We'd love to pay everyone more. But there are certain realities. Two of the women in your office are in a much rougher situation, and we had a small pool for raises this year. They both have husbands to support at home, and, well, we do support our women with families. And since you're single and a man and probably still get money from your family, and, well, we are really trying to mentor our young women as they build their careers. The reality is, a good-looking man like you could end up married and taking care of your wife. It's just too unpredictable. If you get married, that means you're going to be taking care of a wife, cooking, cleaning, and if she decides to have a child, that means raising them while she works on her career. I'm sure you understand. Oh, and you see how hard the women work here. Overtime, long hours. Once you get a serious relationship, well, that's going to be a priority, as it should be for you. You're quite a catch. You'd make just about any woman happy. But you want to be there when she comes home, dressed in something sexy, holding a drink for her, hot meal on the table, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't do that if you're stuck at the office. So, I am prepared to give you a positive review this year, in spite of all the issues in your file. But I want to make it clear, I'm doing you a favour. You realise that, right? And if I'm going to do you a favour, I think you should do one for me too. Fair is fair. Come over here. Unbutton that shirt. I want to see your chest. Oh, you work out, don't you? Oh, so smooth too. Oh, come on. You know you like this too. Now, let's see. Maybe we can settle that bet. Oh, it feels nice and big through your trousers. Let's unzip. Oh, well, isn't that just delightful? Oh, don't be embarrassed. Enjoy it. You need to learn to use your looks. I'm betting most of the women in the office would love to have this kind of time with you. Like I said, you need to do favours if you want to move up around here. Now, kneel down. That's right. Now scooch back a bit. Yes, under the desk. Hold on. Let me slide my panties off. Ah, there we are. So exciting, isn't it? You have such a pretty mouth. Oh, that's it. Yes. Press your head between my legs. Oh, does it feel nice when I squeeze my thighs around you? Around your head? Oh, why don't you give me a little kiss? That's a good boy. Oh, show me how much you like my pussy. Oh, yes. Kiss it some more. Now, lick me. Taste me. I want to feel my wetness on your face. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. Use your tongue. Oh, use your lips. Kiss my clit. Oh, flick your tongue over it. Yes, there. Oh, fuck. Faster. I said faster. Oh, that's it. That's there. Yes. Yes, lick me. Oh, fuck yes. Do that with your tongue. Oh, yes. There's a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, like that. Well, that was quite impressive. Yes, yes, get up. I'll have no problem assessing your performance now. Let's see. Needs improvement? No, definitely not that. Adequate? No, much more than adequate. Much more. Very good. Well, it was definitely that. But I think we can do better for you today. Excellent. That is getting there. You are an excellent pussy licker. Outstanding. Well, I would certainly say so. You have very impressive skills, my boy. And as much as I'd like to give you an outstanding rating, we can only give so many before we get a call from corporate. And as I explained, there are some women that really are going to need that boost this year. So this time it's going to be excellent, I think. Which is still quite good. Oh, honey, don't be disappointed. Oi, where's my smile? Now, say thank you, get dressed, and get back to work. Maybe run a comb through your hair. You do look a mess. Oh, you're welcome.